very much for having me this evening. It's always nice to get out of the lab. It's particularly interesting to get onto a university campus again like last night, and oh boy, that was fun. Had some students that I was attacking their religion, and we went at it for a long time, and I'll explain a little bit more about that as we go into some of what I'm going to talk about tonight, of some of their comments, and show you ultimately how they just couldn't seem to understand how they're basically making philosophical arguments, not scientific arguments. As the slide says, the Van Ande Creation Research Center, or the Creation Research Society. If you're not familiar with the Creation Research Society, just a very brief history of it. It was founded in 1963. Can you hear okay? I hear a lot of echo up here. Okay, as long as you can hear okay, that's fine. I don't like to hear myself twice, but, you know, anyway, I'll deal with it. It was founded in 1963 by a group of like-minded scientists who were Christians first and scientists second, and recognized them as Christians, that they either had to come to grips that the scientific information truly did complement their Christian faith and their Christian understanding of the Bible, or there was a conflict. If there's a conflict, then thank you very much for having me this evening. It's always nice to get out of the lab. It's particularly interesting to get onto a university campus again like last night, and oh boy, that was fun. Had some students that I was attacking their religion, and we went at it for a long time, and I'll explain a little bit more about that as we go into some of what I'm going to talk about tonight, of some of their comments, and show you ultimately how they just couldn't seem to understand how they're basically making philosophical arguments, not scientific arguments. As the slide says, the Van Ande Creation Research Center, or the Creation Research Society. If you're not familiar with the Creation Research Society, just a very brief history of it. It was founded in 1963. Can you hear okay? I hear a lot of echo up here. Okay, as long as you can hear okay, that's fine. I don't like to hear myself twice, but, you know, anyway, I'll deal with it. It was founded in 1963 by a group of like-minded scientists who were Christians first and scientists second, and recognized them as Christians, that they either had to come to grips that the scientific information truly did complement their Christian faith and their Christian understanding of the Bible, or there was a conflict. If there's a conflict, then they had to determine what are you going to be, a scientist or a Christian. And they all came to agreement that actually there is no conflict. They complement very well. And they determined that there needed to be a society that represented that complementation, not a society that tried to create a wedge or create a split that said it's always science versus religion. Which, in fact, when you hear that term, it's never science versus religion. It's the opinion of some scientists versus the Word of God. That's what it really is. So don't be fooled. Don't be fooled by their words and their usage of particular phrases and such. It's never science versus religion. Science is merely a tool. It doesn't have an opinion. But scientists sometimes have a lot of opinion. So just recognize what's really going on when that's being said. Okay, having said that then, they decided they wanted to form a society that represented their viewpoint that in fact, biblical Word of God and scientific information in fact did coincide. They did jive. So that's when they started the Creation Research Society. A couple of the early, one of the early presidents and again, board member of the society is someone maybe you've heard of, Dr. Henry Morris. Dr. Gish was on the board of our society up until just a few years ago when he retired off the board. So you see, the society has, throughout the years, represented a lot of the big names in creation research. In fact, our board today is said to represent a who's who of creation research scientists. Now, because we do a lot of research and a lot of publication of that research, and the focus is on the science,